Welcome. This is South the Cab, presented by SDIA. I am your host, Kenneth Saunders III, Chairman of the South the Cab Improvement Association. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and we definitely appreciate the support that many of you all have been given by sharing this podcast with others. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Now, what I would like for everybody to do is to make sure that you do share this with everybody that you know. Definitely go to SDIAinc.org. Donate to our cause because SDIA is all about being a voice to the people of South DeKalb through our initiatives, through public safety, education, housing, code compliance, and economic development. We are here to be able to improve what South DeKalb is all about. And now in this episode, I have to tell you that this is something that I've really been waiting for, and that is to bring it outside of the realm of what SDIA is about and bring it closer and focus on a community that is doing some really great things with South DeKalb, and that is Hidden Hills. For all that do not know about what Hidden Hills is and where Hidden Hills is actually located, Hidden Hills is the largest subdivision in Georgia with over 1,600 homes. It is a massive community that was created back in the 70s as a master plan community and has really been able to go through a whole lot of transitions, particularly throughout the decades. And what I have in store for you all is a true delight. I have the president of the Hidden Hills Civic Association, Rod Frierson. And we will talk about what Hidden Hills is about, the future, and how it's come, and then his vision for what Hidden Hills and the impact that Hidden Hills has on not only DeKalb County, but most importantly, South DeKalb. So just sit back and just take a listen to our conversation. I'm sure that you will love it. Hey, thank you, everyone. Welcome back to This Is South DeKalb. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. President and Chairman of SDIA, and I have something very exciting for you. I have the president of the Hidden Hills Civic Association. Now, for those that don't know, Hidden Hills is the largest subdivision in all of Georgia. It has been around since the middle 70s, and we've had such a great community that I had to put Harrison on to really talk about Hidden Hills. And because Hidden Hills is in the South DeKalb region, I have to bring him on to talk about everything about Hidden Hills. But Mr. Rod Frierson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. It's so good to hear you. Mr. Frierson, if you don't mind, I'll call you Rod.
That is fine. I appreciate it. Okay, yes. Cool. It's all good.
Can you tell the audience about yourself?
Yeah, dude, I want to say thank you, Kenneth, for inviting me on this podcast. I appreciate it very much. And it gives me an opportunity to share some of my thoughts with you. And I hope that it's beneficial for all those that listen. I am the president of the Hidden Hills Civic Association. I've been the president for the last 6 years. I've lived in DeKalb County for a number of years, almost 28 years, and I've lived in this community most of that time, close to 27 years. And so I was very fortunate to be in the position to be elected as the leader of our homeowners association here in this community. Like you said, when your opening remarks, we're a very large community, over 1,600 homes in DeKalb County, and we have such a wonderful community. Such a very diverse community with wonderful homes, a wonderful landscape. And I am just excited about being a part of this community. And I'm excited about being having the opportunity to be president of this wonderful civic association.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, and I got full disclosure, everyone. I'm also part of the Hidden Hills Civic Association, as well as Vice President of External Affairs. Mm-hmm. I have worked with Rod for several years and have actually seen him grow, not only as a resident of Hidden Hills, but as a leader, a community leader. Mm-hmm. So really the question I have for you, as president of the Hidden Hills Civic Association, what really drove you to taking charge of the organization?
Well, I think it started for me at the beginning when I first moved into this community. I was welcomed with such open arms. The residents came to meet me and through the welcome committee functions. And so we felt from the very beginning that we were part of this community. And so we really did appreciate that. And so over the years, when the opportunity presented itself, I was felt like it was an opportunity for me to be a part of the association in order to help give it some direction and growth. But really, all that is rooted in the fact that I grew up in a community in Detroit, Michigan, by the name of Holland Park, where that community at one time was known as the City of Trees, and it was a vibrant, thriving community in Detroit, Michigan. And so it was basically birthed because of the automobile industry. They built the Model T in Holland Park. The first plant was built there. And so as a result of the automobile industry growing it was also affected when the automobile industry began to decline. And I felt like the community just didn't find other ways in order to keep that community healthy and thriving. And so I watched it just deteriorate, and I was very, very sad to see that. And so I decided that when I moved into a community that I decided that I wanted to land in, that I would try to do something to make sure that that wouldn't happen in our community and that I could be a part of growing it and helping it to develop. And so I was fortunate to be able to move into Hidden Hills community. And so I have such a passion to make sure that we are a very successful and vibrant community. And there's so many possibilities that we can do if we are willing to be a community and offer, like I say, those open arms to the new residents that move into this community.
So what made you decide to live in Hidden Hills? What attracted you, you know, 20 something years ago, to actually, mm-hmm. you know, make a residence here?
Well, my wife and I, when we first moved here, we decided to look for a place to live, and we visited a lot of communities, and we liked this community, but we didn't think that the opportunity would present itself for us to move here. Yeah, we love this community because of the customized homes that were built in this community. One of the things that we love about it, once again, is that this community was built in the 70s, and it is a beautiful community. We have throughout the community. All our utility lines are underground and throughout the community. We have homes that are built so away from the curbs, and if you really look at them on the backside, they have a great deal of property on the backside of the homes. And they're spaced between each other very, very good. It's just a wonderful community, well-developed with trees throughout the community. And we have such a wonderful landscape around this wonderful golf course that we have in our community that is currently not open, but it's still a wonderful community. And that was one of the big things that my wife and I loved about it, is that Hidden Hills is such a beautiful gem. And we realized that when we decided to move into this community.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I've heard over and over again throughout the years, of just on how much of a gem Hidden Hills is. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, when you look at the topography of Hidden Hills, with how many trees and how the hills really are hidden in this community, that people, you know, really fall in love with it because it is unique, in the custom homes that are here. And, you know, and one of the things with the history of Hidden Hills is that, you know, it was a master plan community to where, you know, you have the golf course and the club, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, where in the 70s, and this was considered the suburbs of Atlanta, that, yes. you know, had a whole lot of well-to-do people, you know, the athletes, celebrities who moved into the community. And it was really thriving at one point. And I know that Hidden Hills has taken a different direction. And one of the things that I have to commend you on is through your leadership, is that Hidden Hills itself, even going through the downturn back through 2008 and how Hidden Hills was really hard with, hit with foreclosures and whatnot, that you've been able to really turn the community and people's attitudes towards this neighborhood has really changed in a very good way. So, you know, when considering that, I mean, you are a leader in this community, how do you use your knowledge to really influence the direction of Hidden Hills and particularly with South DeKalb?
Well, I really think that the important thing that we need to keep our eye on is that this is our community and we have to be responsible for it. We are in the driver's seat and we can determine the direction that we want our community to go in. And so it's so I have to remind, you know, residents and neighbors and friends that this community is great as we decide we want to make it to be. And that means that we have to do the things that make a community successful. We have to be about community. We have to be about getting to know our neighbors. We have to be outside of our homes. We need to walk. We need to bike. We need to do the things where we can go out on our front porches and be able to have fellowship with one another. Those are the things that I think make a relationship in a community successful. And so I've always emphasized the fact that, you know, a community is what a community does. And if we continue to do the things that that make us a community and have relationship with one another. I mean, we have places where we have functions in the parks, functions in some of the common grounds in the community where we bring people out, whether it be for our Neighbor Day beautification events that we have every 3 months, or our yard sale, or movie in the park that we have at this wonderful Biffle Park that we've been fortunate to have in our community. Those are the things that make us successful. We just recently had our community 5K walk and run at Biffle Park, which was wonderful. We had over 150 different walkers and runners that participated. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that you do that I think make people come out and feel a sense of community. And when you make people feel a part of community, I think they're willing to invest their time and energy to do that and their resources.
I absolutely agree with that. And how do you, I guess, because of with how Hidden Hills is growing, becoming more positive, how do you see that for the rest of South DeKalb? How can Hidden Hills influence the rest of South DeKalb?
Well, I think we have to continue to do some things to make us successful. And then what happens, I realize, is that when you do that, success becomes contagious. And I think that we are in partnership with our Greater Hidden Hills Greater Hidden Hills Community Development Corporation and Greater Hidden Hills Development Corporation that's a part of the Greater Hidden Hills. Mm-hmm. We try to work with them and making sure that we give them all the support that they need so that they can be able to attract more businesses to the four corners of this community. And then we have to look beyond that. You know, how does all the things that we do with the other overlay districts that are adjacent to our community that we can be a part of? We have a Wesley Chapel overlay district. We have a Memorial overlay district that we can, and we have an East Metro overlay district. And so we try to be a part of all these organizations so that we can continue to show that this is a wonderful community that people can move to and be a part of the growth. There's change all around us. And we just want to make sure that we are in the right position. So when people drive to this part of the community and they drive in Hidden Hills, I say, this is the place that I want to live. I want to grow and I want to invest my journey in. And so we just kind of make sure we continue to position ourselves to be a community. And then if people like that, then they will move here and they'll be a part of it. So we're just very fortunate to be in that position. But we want to impact the other parts of DeKalb County also. And we hope that with our vision and our commitment, we can do that.
Hey, Kenneth Saunders III here. Hopefully you are enjoying this broadcast of This is South DeKalb. While you're at it, please visit our website, sdiainc.org, and go ahead and become a member of our organization. While you're at it also, make sure you click on the yellow button that says Donate right on our homepage. Now back to our broadcast.
Wow, you know, that's really great. And your involvement really is helping out the community. And I see that Hidden Hills can have a great effect on the rest of South DeKalb. Mm-hmm. and particularly with the growth and future direction that with that. And really, like, I guess really in your personal life, how do you actively study on how to commute to improve the community?
Well, I wouldn't say that I would actively study, but what I understand is that it's important that you impact the place that you live. You know, I've often said that, you know, someone mentioned this to me years ago. They said that, you know, in this journey that we're all going on, you know, we have to all be willing to leave our impact while we're on this journey, right? Mm. And so it's important that we try to change our community for the better. And we can either be a part of the change, or we can sit back and we watch the change, or we can just sit up in the you know, in the stands and then just talk about the change. And so we want to be a part of that. And I've always felt like that was very important, that if I was going to live in a place, it was going to be a place that I wanted to be actively involved in and help improve. And so that's what I've been trying to do. And I think that from my experience in my life, from the various companies that I've worked for, that I've been very fortunate to work with, that they have birthed in me this spirit of community and of stewardship. And so because of that, I feel like that's what I need to be able to share and do in this community. And so we have a great opportunity here. And so I want to be a part of it. I just want to help it be a better place for all the residents that live here. And I want them to see the possibility when we as a community decide that we want to roll up our sleeves and make a difference in this community for the future generation. Our whole mission statement is about building community for a future generation. And that's what we want about doing. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that since you've lived in Hidden Hills, that there's actually been a lack of that type of vision to really build the community for future generations?
I think each person that has worked in our homeless association have brought on a different vision. I've just been very fortunate to build upon those things. I've stand on some great leaders that have come before me, and I've just kind of just want to do my part while I'm here. I think what happens is we sometimes look at the short term issues that go on instead of think about the long term benefits. I always knew that we would be that life ebbs and flows, and so does community. So we were struggling with, you know, the down market and homes that were going through transition. I always reminded my wife that these things will come back. We just have to be faithful with what we have at this moment. And so what we saw was that there were investors that came in and renovated all the homes that were emptied and put those back on the market. And as we continue to see things happen in our community, those homes get in value, they get to improve, and they get sold because that's what we want. We want residents who want to live here. And so I think you just have to have the right outlook about what it is that we're trying to achieve. And once again, I was never, ever disheartened about what was going on when we were in our difficult time. We just kept on pressing on, doing the things that we should do to invest in this community. And it really has benefited us because of that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And for you being, since you've been active in this community for so long, and that clearly by being in charge of a community this large, what vision do you have actually really going forward? Because I don't know how long, much longer you're going to be president.
Yes, right.
but what vision do you have for Hidden Hills and then expanding out to the rest of DeKalb County and particularly South DeKalb?
Sure. Well, I know at one time I'm going to have to pass this baton on to somebody else. And I just pray that whoever that is, that they'll be able to keep their eye on the vision also. And I think the vision for our community is, once again, like it's built in our mission statement, to build a wonderful community for future generations. And that's really what we need to continue to do. We need to continue to do the things that make people feel like they're part of community. We have 11 different cul-de-sacs interests in our community. We have a 183-acre golf course that I envision us at one time building on and developing on it and making it a centerpiece for this part of South DeKalb. We have an envision, Hidden Hills, a strategic plan that we've already have in place that's on our website that talks about what we would like to see on this 183 acres. high rises, you know, for senior citizens, mixed use development, townhomes, single homes, community maybe centered around senior citizens as well as something around a veteran, a community that has shops that we can walk to, that we can bike to, have a park that has an amphitheater, has a fountain, or has some other amenities that people could enjoy, you know. And those are the things that we have to be willing to commit in order to make this community a place where people outside this community are want to come and visit. And I think if we do that, we can be a template for other communities that want to see their communities thrive and grow. I know that there's challenges with other homeowners associations, but once again, if you can in your community, I think that the harvest will be plentiful, but you just have to stay committed to just doing just that. And it's just the little things that you have to do, not the big picture, just the little things. And that's what I often share with the residents and with the board. Let's just do the little things well, and we'll be just fine. Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's good. And I think you're right. It is the little things that, and sometimes some people overlook the little things. But mm-hmm. when you add those things up, it definitely creates the momentum that is needed in order to create that positive change within the community. And mm-hmm. what's I find it funny that Hidden Hills has a vision. Hidden Hills has a strategic plan, and you know, and really, when you look at the county as a whole, it doesn't seem like there's a cohesive strategic plan. And it's good that a community like Hidden Hills can have a plan. And now it's a matter of, particularly with all the things that you're talking about as far as with development, to bring those resources in to actually make it happen. And I know yes. that hopefully with the successive presidents after you will take upon and say, you know what, we're going to continue to move in this direction, because there are a lot of people here who always talk about what things used to be. You know, we want mm-hmm. to bring it back. Mm-hmm. But why do we have to bring something back when everything has already changed?
Yeah, that's so very true. I mean, and it will continue to change. I always, my philosophy about this is that you have to erase the past, and you have to begin to draw what you want your future to look like. We cannot do the things that we used to do in the past. It left its imprint. It left its mark. So the question is, what are we going to do today so that we can prepare for our future? And that's what we need to be focused on. Everything changes. We all change, you know. And so why wouldn't we expect our community to change? But we can prepare for the day that we want to see it be a better place. And that's what we need to be able to focus on. And that means that we need to invest in our community. We need to invest our resources, our times, our talent, and our treasures in our community. And that means that we got to support not only the community, we got to support our businesses. We got to support all the things that are connected in the community. And if we do that well, the resources will continue to roll over in our community. Many of us already got an idea of what we should do. We just need to put it into practice. You know, we need to put it. And once again, we just need not to take on the big picture. Just do the small things. I love what my a great leader for our community, Arthur Ashe. Mm. He once said, he says, use what you have. All right. Mm-hmm. Start where you are and do what you can. Mm. Use what you have. Start where you are and do what you can. Yeah. And that's how you move forward every single day. All right. And if you do that, you'll be surprised. It becomes contagious. And everybody else will be able to see that. And so that's why I say we're just here to plant seeds. The harvest will be plentiful down the road. But we just have to not be discouraged and do our part. But we got to move.
Yeah.
We got to do these things every day. And so that's why I encourage our residents that, you know, we do a lot of things to bring people out to get involved in our community and see the value of community. Yeah. And we hope that that will manifest itself in a powerful way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great. And particularly getting other people involved is extremely mm-hmm. important. And I know that you have a board that supports you a whole lot in doing the things that are necessary in order to bring the positive change, but then also to run this huge community. But really, how can other people help you because clearly your passion is community. How can people help you more?
Well, I think that it's about us understanding. It's about helping ourselves. That's where it starts. I've been very fortunate to have a wonderful board that have been supportive of all the ideals that we have collectively brought to the table. A lot of these ideals, you know, they came from us discussing the things that we needed to improve on. And we decided that we'd be committed to a community. First of all, we started to do the things that made our community look nice and attractive. We started taking this opportunity to be a marketing arm for our community. And I think that's kind of where you start. And then what happens is people see the beauty that you created and that's already existing, and then they want to be a part of that, and that's what you have to do. You know, and so we've been very strategic about making sure that we planted the seeds in this community so we can make it look nice, and we did a lot of things in cooperation with the county to make it happen here, and we can do a great deal more outside of this community. We have to have a partnership with DeKalb County in order to make this work. And they have really helped us in a lot of things that we've done in this community to make it a better community. So we just want to extend that. We want to do that on the four corners of this community. We want to do that in South DeKalb. We want to make it a place where it becomes a destination for us. And that means we have to have a strong relationship with our business community, with our homeowners association community, with our churches that are in our community. It really is a partnership, but we have to start and we have to keep moving. We have to start and we have to keep moving.
All right. And I know one, and you bring up the county, which is really interesting, because there's an interesting dynamic that Hidden Hills has with the county. And they have done a whole lot, to help us out. And in fact, really, cause I know Hidden Hills, we have meetings every month, except in January. Yes. and July. And I know that we have one coming up very soon. And can you talk about actually who's coming to our to the Hidden Hills meeting?
Yeah, we're very fortunate that we're going to have a CEO, Michael Thurman, that's going to be our guest speaker at our September 4th meeting. We meet the first Tuesday of every month at the Brien Community Center. And we have had a number of officials visit our homeowners association meetings over the years. I think since I've been on board, every CEO has visited our homeowners association. And so Michael Thurman will be here in September. We appreciate his leadership. I've had a chance to talk to him, and I really like the way he is trying to balance the things in DeKalb County to make this county a very successful county. And so it is a partnership. We couldn't do the things that we could do in this community if we didn't have a partnership with Road and Drainage and with Keep DeKalb Beautiful, or with the Sanitation Department, or with Code Enforcement. All of them have been a very, very important part of us helping make this community a better place. And we've also held ourselves accountable to a high standard also. Mm-hmm. And once again, and so that's important. So we're glad to see him coming. We look forward to it. We want him to share his vision with us for this DeKalb County, the vision for business development, which I think is critical, and business for government services that are critical also in this community. If a community looks nice, then people feel good about it. They'll be willing to invest their time and energy to keep it nice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to see us see happen in South DeKalb.
Yeah, I've noticed particularly with around Hidden Hills and internally also within Hidden Hills that beautification has really occurred. I know that we've had roads repaved. We got trash cans for people to put their trash in as they walk. Some people miss them every now and then, but overall, when you look at Hidden Hills as a whole, it is still a very beautiful community, and it is kept up well. I think that when you look at the entrances as well, there are things that are being placed, and particularly there are recently some new benches that were put in. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yes, we decided that we would invest in community benches throughout the community so that people could come out and have a place to sit. We put in bike racks so that they can bring their bikes and have a place to rest their bikes. We got picnic tables coming in. We're going to have some very nice community trash cans that we're going to be installing in community. We've done a number of improvements in the community. I mean, our Biffle Bridge was painted, and we've had new lights installed in the community, LED lights. And so we continue to do things to draw people out. We've planted a number of fruit trees and flowers throughout the community. All the resources that we receive through the homeowners association is because of the homeowners, and we invest those back into the community. And we just feel like if we continue to do that, then we'll be a community that will be very, very welcoming, and we'll have more and more people that will live here and be a part of this community. And then once again, like I said, it can become contagious. Mm. You know, it becomes something that other communities, all we have probably 8 homeowners associations that border this community that we're reaching out to. And we want them to be a part of what we can do collectively as this part of South DeKalb. And so if we continue to do the little things in through relationship building and through staying committed to the mission, building community for future generations, I think we'll do just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think we will do just fine. And, you know, the key thing that I keep hearing from you is invest, the word invest. And it's good that, one, you've invested your time to this community, and that you're getting other people to invest back into their not only their own homes, but into the community as a whole. And so because of this, what's interesting is that you, in order for you to see investment or to even think of the thought of like, okay, I need to invest back into the community, means that you have a passion for it. That mm-hmm. you've fallen in love with the community, because you obviously mm-hmm. You invested a home and you want things, your property values to go up and whatnot. So at what point, when did you fall in love with Hidden Hills and in South DeKalb?
You know, I think that for me, it's just a matter of how one wants to live their life. I think of a great philosopher that once said that you can't lead the people if you don't love the people. You can't save the people if you don't serve the people. Mm. So my journey is love and service. And so I think that if I can continue to approach it that way, then I'm hoping that, you know, I'll be able to leave my mark on this life before I leave it, and that it will impact others. Okay. And that's all that we can do in this life. Do the best we can with where we're at. And if we do that, we'll be just fine. Hidden Hills will continue to grow and thrive. And once again, I look forward to the opportunity of us developing our golf course in a marvelous way that it becomes a focal point for not only Hidden Hills, but for South DeKalb. And we have a great opportunity there. And I really want to see that vision manifest itself in this community. And so I'm just looking forward to the future. I'm a brother that's pressing on. And trying to do my mark while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, because you have been able to do a lot of things over the years to really enhance the community. And I know particularly that now you are even more active countywide by being appointed on certain boards and whatnot. And that here's the thing, that one thing I've noticed about you is that you are not about complaining. And throughout the years that I've known you, you don't complain a lot. You bring up issues, but you don't complain about them. You're about finding solutions to whatever those issues are, and you work towards them. And it would be great if we had more people like you in this part of the county. And so I got to on who you are as a person.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I've just been an optimist about the future. My wife always kid me about that, because I just see the possibilities in all the things that we do. And I just don't allow us to focus on the impossibility things. You know, I want to focus on the things that we can do. Yes. And we can change. And I've always been that way. But it's something that I have developed also from being around some great leaders that have influenced my attitude about life and living. And so once again, you know, I can hear the pain. I can hear the struggle. So let's talk about the solution. Let's put something in place and let's work on that. We have to move. And if we do that, we'll be just fine. But I see nothing but a great possibility for this community and this future, and particularly for South DeKalb. I see so many possibilities. Atlanta is growing. Once again, all of our counties are growing. And it's just a matter of time before all that growth begins to move down here in the South DeKalb community. And we have to be ready and prepared for it with what it is that we want to see. What is it that we want? And we have to be able to know what that is, and we have to be willing to work on that. And the rest will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely glad that you are part of this community. And I'm glad to see you even at the SBIA meetings and yeah. Other meetings as well, Board of Commissioners. I mean, this is a president that has a huge responsibility, but is taking it in a very good way. And, you know, and I appreciate you for coming on to this podcast. And really talking about Hidden Hills, because we are definitely not a quiet community. We're definitely active.
and yes, we are.
And it's good that under your guidance and under your leadership that we have grown in such a great and positive way. And so I, first of all, I got to thank you for being part of this. And let's go ahead and continue to grow Hidden Hills and really influence the rest of South DeKalb.
Wonderful. I'm glad to be a part of it. And thank you for this conversation. And I pray that it impacts other people's attitude about our future and the possibilities that we can all embrace. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And hey, everyone, just to let you know, the Hidden Hills Civic Association has their September meeting, September 4th at 7 o'clock. The CEO of DeKalb County will be in the building. So make sure that you all come out, have your questions ready, and let's all work together so that we can grow South DeKalb into the destination area that Rod Frierson talked about. So Thank you.